Postscript, May 3rd. A second series of illnesses has kept me apart from Boyce Park since March, another 6 weeks. Today, I was finally able to take the first half of my normal walk, about 2 miles, and was delightfully surprised. There was no spring this year. It went from 30 degrees to 80 degrees in a matter of minutes, it seemed. As a consequence of this, I assumed, all of that season's floral stages are occurring all at once. The skunk cabbage, usually fully fledged in March, is just now leafing out. The trillium, typically an April treat, are blooming weeks late. And there are many more of them than usual, maybe because the deer, which tend to graze them out, have better food options at the moment. And the May apples seem to be ahead of schedule, some already fruiting. What typically takes weeks is happening now. I suppose I could say something philosophical about that, but I won't. As is so often the case in the woods, the facts speak eloquently for themselves. And remember that tree I carved my initials in? Well, it has fallen further down, an impediment hard to get past. In the 6 weeks since I've been here, a fully formed path now skirts around it. My inscription, forever offline. I was about to say, I can't believe it happened so fast, just like that, but I can believe it. That is the wisdom of the woods. If you can't get through, go over or under. If you can't do that, go around. Again, the facts speak eloquently for themselves. I'll be leaving for good soon. I hope I will get to take my full walk at least once more. But even if I don't, I got to see what I saw today. And I loved every minute of it.